afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
You know, I can't help but laugh because last week, within maybe 2 hours of the conclusion of the podcast that I had recorded about getting out and really doing stuff for yourself, filling your cup, as they say. Sorry, I was listening because I thought the dog was getting into the other dog's food, but she's just scratching at the dog bed. But anyway, I have that trip coming up in a couple weeks where I'm going to be doing a speaking engagement in South Dakota, and I've kind of been trying to plan. I had this general idea of, okay, I'm going to take a half day, and I knew exactly where I was driving to and when and what my time off looked like for the rest of the week from my other full-time job. And actually, after the conclusion of recording the podcast last week, I started to look into some things a little bit more, and I've actually been reworking my trip a little bit, and I may try to squeeze in a round of golf the day before my speaking engagement. Because why not, right? Like, at that point, I should feel very confident with where everything's at and not necessarily need to run through anything anymore. So, yeah. What the hell? Let's do a round of golf in South Dakota. Why not? So we'll see. I always get nervous about, and this is the thing I hate about golf courses, is I get nervous about having to play with other people. That was the big thing in the state of Illinois. I could never find a place to play by myself. You have to play with at least, when you were signing up, it was a minimum of 2 people, up to 4. And here I can tell it's going to be the same way. I could sign up for a tee time a week in advance, but that's not to say that 3 other people or up to 3 other people aren't going to sign up for that same time. Now I'm stuck with these randos. So I'll probably wait and looking. I was even looking like the day after and the day after that. It said 4 players for all of them. And so I'm sure if I wait until the day of even, I could find a tee time that I'm going to be able to golf by myself. But I just think that's the dumbest thing that they're wanting to get up to 4 people there. I'm sure it's a money grab, but also let's just enjoy the round of golf. I don't want to be playing with a bunch of random strangers. They just don't need that. I don't need that for my game, let alone myself. It's supposed to be a relaxing time. All right, I'm going to let that one go. I'm going to let it go. Listen, last week I talked a little bit about, I made a mention about quality time, and I said I want to dive a little bit more into that piece next week. And so you notice that the title of this one is Stop Apologizing. And I should have looked. I don't think I have one that says Stop Apologizing. I'm sure I've, you know, and I've said this before. I said this a couple weeks ago. When you get to this 150 mark, you've probably said the same thing many times again, or have at least said it once in the history of the podcast, right? So maybe I've talked about this before, maybe I haven't, maybe I'm just beating a dead horse at this point. But the thing I want to talk about is stop apologizing. And let me tell you where this came from. It actually came from quitting a job, a part-time job recently. You see, we had talked, probably the beginning of June. It's about a month and a half ago. And there was a job I had applied for. I was very off-put by some of the things that were said in the interview. And I believe I had mentioned there was another job where it was like night and day, right? This other job had said, hey, we recognize you have a full-time job. We recognize you have a life you're trying to live. How many shifts do you really want to work per week if they're 4 to 5 hour shifts? And I said, yeah, I can do about two. Well, the way the position was posted, it was posted as, hey, you're not actually going to be put on the schedule, but you'll pick up shifts. Like if it was called on demand. And so if someone's trying to drop a shift or if there's open shifts available, you would pick up shifts. Extremely flexible for me for the life that I'm trying to live here between Michigan football coming up in the fall. I've already got a couple commitments during the week, golf league night and D&D, trying to spend time with my wife, right? So I've got a lot going on that's going to be so flexible if I can pick and choose the shifts that I want to work. Well, they decided we don't want to follow the job description that was posted, and they were going to be putting me on the schedule. And so after an orientation shift and one training shift, I said, F that. This is not the flexibility I was looking for. I started thinking about, like, I'm already so busy during the week having to do this extra stuff for very little reward. Like, I mean, the money that I was going to be making versus the time that I was going to be putting into the job just did not match up. It was not going to be worth it. I want to spend some quality time with Leanne. And again, I talked about this last week, and this is kind of what I was trying to tease a little bit, but I was talking about pouring that time into the podcast, pouring that time into speaking. I think that's going to be one, I know for a fact that's something I'm going to be a lot more passionate about, a lot more happy with. I'm going to enjoy it a lot more. And I mean, I can make more money that way, potentially. Like, let's be real. This is a business for me. I'm trying to start a business. I'm trying to keep myself hovering above the ground here. And this is going to be a much higher risk reward than working at a big box store is. So that really all came into play. And the lady, when I called her, she allegedly did not listen to my voicemail, which just doesn't make sense. Why are you calling me back when I left you probably a minute and a half voicemail? And over-explained myself, let's be real. I over-explained why I'm quitting after two shifts when I really did not owe them that or need to. But anyway, calls me back, says they didn't listen to my voicemail, so I say the same thing over, and they said, thanks for letting me know. I wish you the best in all that you do. And that was it. But you could tell they were pissed just in the tone of their voice. The one thing that I don't recall saying, I must not have said it because I would have wrote this down, but you don't apologize. And you might be thinking, what? Yeah, I'm not going to say, I'm sorry that this isn't going to work out, or I'm sorry that I have to quit. I'm sorry I didn't know before. Hell no. We need to stop apologizing for things. I mean, I could have just said we need to stop apologizing. I mean, you should still apologize in certain situations, but it needs to stop being the societal norm that you always have to say, I'm sorry. Look at work, for example. If there are situations where it really wasn't my fault, and maybe I was waiting on something else or someone else, and the person I'm communicating with, it really wasn't my fault. I'm just the middleman here. I'm not going to say I'm sorry because it wasn't, I'm not the one at fault. Let me give you another example. I've stopped saying, I'm sorry for my delayed response, right? Like if I'm emailing, I won't say I'm sorry for my delayed response. I'll say, thank you for your patience in awaiting my reply. And funny enough, when I was prepping the show notes for today's episode and prepping some things to get ready, I was naturally scrolling Instagram, and a friend on my personal Instagram had shared something on their story from Mental Health Pathways, is the Instagram handle. And it was this post that says, "Stop saying sorry for being busy and owning your time. Stop saying sorry for setting boundaries for yourself. For not being perfect always. And for crying or showing emotions." And I think they captioned it perfectly. Most of us are guilty of this. Well, let me back up. Complete honesty now. When was the last time you said sorry when you know you really shouldn't have? Most of us are guilty of this trait. Why is it? This is because we worry too much of what other people think of us and how they may react to our actions. Side note, you've heard me say this before, but I've learned in therapy, we are not responsible for the way other people respond to things. Back to this caption. Let's start putting healthy boundaries in place. It's okay to not apologize for things you know do not require an apology. It's okay to not apologize for things you know do not require an apology. And did you know, if you actually start to, if you even Google that, right? So if you even Google, let's just say, things to say instead of "I'm sorry," you'll get actually a lot of responses. In fact, you'll get 1 billion, 10 million responses, results in Google just by typing that in. There are articles from Forbes. There's a couple articles that I'm going to reference from CNBC. There's a Business Insider article. And that's just a few. But, I mean, the dates vary. I mean, some of these are from, I would say, the past 3 years is the majority of them that are up here at the top. But, I mean, there's this Business Insider one is from 2015. This isn't a new concept. But I think it's something that within the past 3 to 5 years is something that's been a lot more at the forefront. And so I just want to take a look at a couple of these. The two CNBC articles I'm looking at, this one here is from October 31st of 2022. "Stop saying I'm sorry at work, which can make you look weak. Try these phrases instead," says CEO of career consulting firm. And the other one that I'll be referencing is, and I'll put these in the description so that you can look at them yourself if you want to as well. But this one is actually from May 16th of this year, said 5 sorry phrases that make you look insecure and what to say instead. Harvard-trained expert. And that is actually the thing that both of these start by talking about before it even jumps into their, I think both of them were like a top 5. It actually recognizes that this habit can come from a place of insecurity. This one from the CNBC article from this year, the one from May, says, quote, "Saying sorry for things that don't merit an apology often stems from a desire to show respect, gain external validation, or avoid conflict. And while it may seem harmless, it could be detrimental to your reputation." You see, because it and these articles reference how it makes you appear weak, it makes you seem insecure. And so they both do a really great job of offering examples or offering other ways to say things. So, for example, instead of saying, "I'm sorry if I'm talking too much," saying something like, "Your willingness to hear me out means a lot," or "Thank you for listening. I appreciate the chance to share my ideas with you." Those are a couple examples from this May article here. here is kind of what I was talking about. Exact same thing, right? I'm sorry for the delay. This article also utilizes, thank you for your patience and thank you for waiting. I appreciate your understanding and flexibility. And they actually talk about, I'll read the little description here, quote, assuming the delay hasn't caused major damage or inconvenience, apologizing emphasizes the negative and could imply that the other person's time was wasted, making you appear unreliable or unprofessional. Again, to me, if it's not your fault, you should not be the one apologizing. There are always other ways to frame things. In fact, I've been trying to challenge myself sometimes and saying, okay, it's not best to say I'm sorry here, so what can you say instead? And some of them are harsh. I have not said these, but some of the ones I've thought of are harsh. Like, instead of saying, I'm sorry to hear that, saying something like, that's unfortunate to hear, which sounds really apathetic, but that might just be the best way to say it in that situation sometimes. You might come off sounding like an asshole a little bit. So either use that one and just be okay with the way it's going to come off or the way it's going to sound, or think of something else. Don't revert to I'm sorry just because you can't think of anything else. That's my personal opinion, at least. And here's another one. This will be the last one. This is the one from 2022 that I talked about in October. October of 2022 is what I'm really trying to say here. If you've made an error, because we all make mistakes, right? Here's a good one that they suggest. I appreciate your bringing that to my attention. How can I improve? Again, you don't have to say, I'm sorry, but it helps to put it in a light of, hey, I understand, like, that happened, but what can I do to improve? How can I help you? So I'll go ahead and link those in the description for you. And the other thing, this is just going to be a hard turn left, because I don't know how to get into it otherwise. The other thing I just wanted to quick mention while we're talking today is about podcasts. And I listen to a couple other podcasts that I would love to recommend over to you. Again, I will link these in the show notes as well. So feel free to look in the description. The first one, if I had to rank them in order, very hard to do. But the first one, starting at the bottom, coming in at number three would be the Eric Zane Show podcast. He is a former radio host and has really done well for himself, got fired, was able to get another job, got let go from that job due to restructuring that was happening, and ever since, I can't remember how many years it's been now, it's been at least 3 years, I would think, at least. He ended up starting his own podcast, just like this, and because of his following and everything, it grew. He has sponsors, and so he does a daily podcast Monday through Friday, so he's worth checking out. They can get pretty long, which is why I kind of have a hard time staying on that train, but every now and again, I like to tune into those. He's got a lot of different pop culture type things that he talks about, so if you're ever looking to stay up to date on what's going on, he'll give his opinion there. The Sung It podcast that I would love to recommend to you. He was a guest of this podcast a few months ago. You can check out that episode with Kevin Cooney. And Kevin Cooney is a TikTok sensation, if you will. It was so great to talk to him. Very down to earth, very genuine. He's just a regular Joe, right? Like, he seems like a celebrity to me because I was following him on TikTok. A really cool dude. He's got his podcast called No Limits, and he talks to various influencers. He's talked to his manager before. I definitely recommend checking that one out. Always engaging. He's got a great voice. Love listening to him. very engaging. So make sure you check out No Limits with Kevin Cooney. And then my last one that I'm powering through trying to catch up, because I somehow got very far behind. I don't know why I stopped listening for a while. I'm now within the year mark, so I'm within July of 2022 right now, trying to catch up all the way back to July of this year. But it is none other than the Sunday Scaries podcast, which also offers, or well, not offers, but it also has a retail therapy podcast that is kind of like a sub-podcast that goes in with it. Will DeFries, great guy. He's got a great guy to listen to. He's a writer, or used to be a writer. And so I think he's just very, very soothing is the word that I would use for him. So make sure you check out the Sunday Scaries podcast with your host, Will DeFries. So hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'll be back next week. Until then, enjoy yours.